Okay, so here on the left, recurrence, and on the right, breast cancer mortality, and you do not need to test the progesterone receptor. You don't need to test anything else. Every patient who is ER positive is in a subgroup where treatment is of benefit. So there's the effect on the left. Now, this was published in The Lancet in 2011, and you get a gain not only in the 5 years while tamoxifen is being given, but also during years 5 to 10, you get further gain. And then after year 10, the recurrence curves run parallel. But for mortality, you get gain in the first 5 years, gain in the next 5 years, and further gain in the next 5 years. The further gain between years 10 to 14 is more than 4 standard errors in favour of treatment. And these ones, the gain in years 0 to 4 is 6 standard errors, the gain in years 5 to 9 is 6 standard errors. So overall, massively significant, but massively significant in each 5-year period. And you really underestimate. You can see why people were saying initially that tamoxifen didn't actually affect survival. Well, it doesn't affect survival over the first few years. But then the effect on 15-year survival is 3 times as big as the effect on 5-year survival. And you didn't get... I mean, the compliance in these trials was probably less than 80%. If they'd had full compliance, that difference would have been bigger. So you could say, okay, well, that's a big difference. But... And it's really nice. Of course, it makes 5 years of tamoxifen a very difficult treatment to beat, because you've not only got, you've got this further benefit in years 5 to 9, in years 10 to 14, after treatment has ended. Now, when you're doing 5 years versus nothing, that's an advantage. It makes your trials easy. But when you're doing, can we do better than 5 years? Is 10 years of tamoxifen better than 5? Then you're up against the massive carryover benefit of 5 years of tamoxifen versus nothing. And it's only in the second decade that 10 years of tamoxifen starts to win out over 5 years of tamoxifen.